and boho dancer. And yeah, might get to talk to paper tigers later on. They played over there. They were. It's good stuff.
So yeah, if you would introduce yourself, both of you, that would be mighty kind.
Well, I'm Louis, also Napkin Cole, it's my rap name, and I'm playing in Point Blank as the rapper.
My name is Emil, and I'm playing in Point Blank as well. I play trumpet and I sing a little bit some of the tracks.
Yeah. Can you describe what Point Blank is?
Point Blank is a live orchestra, a live band, a live crew playing hip-hop on instruments, seven different instruments, and it's very, it's not only hip-hop jazz. Once we were known as hip-hop jazz, but now it's a lot of, there's also a lot of electronic hip-hop and a lot of melodies. Yeah, that's basically.
How did it get together? Like, because I feel like, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like there's not a lot of that kind of hip hop or rap with the whole like band behind it, with kind of an orchestra, mini orchestra or something. Or am I wrong in that?
No, you're not. We're often like compared to the roots. Our music is often compared to the roots because that's like the only other live hip hop band like
people know,
you know.
It's easier to categorize. I mean, us in that position, even though we're not sounding like the roots. The roots always, they were the fundamental thing with the live band, live hip hop.
Yeah, because we have the same like organic sound as the roots, as which you get from playing with like real drums instead of, you know, computer produced drums. Like it's a more organic sound.
But it's getting more popular, the live band, the live hip hop band. There's a lot in Denmark and there's a lot in America too, as far as I know.
Did you choose that, or did it kind of just happen?
It just happened, I think, because we all have a great passion for hip hop, and we were all playing our different instruments. So we kind of combined that into one team.
Yeah, but it doesn't, like, a lot of us, like, hip hop isn't like the only passion that, you know, like the genre that we have. Like, that's why we formed this band, because like that was like a common passion for the members. Like, I play trumpet, so I listen a lot to jazz music, which I has like brought in, and like, I don't know, the different guys on the different instruments listen to each their kind of music, and we bring that together and we get like Point Blank, the sound, I guess.
When did you start?
In 2009, I think we started to, I mean, take it seriously.
So, how did you both get into hip hop and all that?
I got into hip hop through my sister. She was a very big fan of R&B and Destiny's Child and everything, so I was just playing along. And when The College Dropout came with Kanye West, I fell in love with hip hop, I think.
What about you?
How I got into hip hop? I don't know. I started listening a lot to The Roots when I was younger, like 5 or 6 years ago. And I just like, I really like that organic sound, because just like you, back then I wasn't like, I didn't like that, you know, Young Money, like the really produced hip hop. But then after listening a lot to the genre and stuff like that, I listen a lot to Drake right now and stuff like that. But I think I stumbled upon The Roots and I just like, I started liking it.
You put your singles, is it EPs, on Bandcamp for free? Am I right?
Yeah, we had two EPs. The first one we released in 2010, I think, and we that was for free. Drafts, it was called, and the second one we released a year later, Don't Let the Minute Hand Slap You. And both of them were free download, just so we could get an audience and we could get we could show people easier how what kind of music we made, you know. So if people are lazier about paying, because I mean I know this feeling about paying, and you have to put your credit card and everything. So just clicking download is just an it just creates more opportunities.
Yeah, because like then a lot of like German and French blogs started posting the music, because it's just like there are a lot of blogs with just like with only free music, and that like gave us an audience, like a little audience, you know, like in Germany and France and stuff like that. And that's really cool.
You're gonna continue that, like you said that you produced an album, right?
Yeah.
You continue to do. Will you continue to do that with the album, or are you gonna?
No, we're too broke to do that, and we need. I mean, now we've created an audience in Aarhus at least, and now we're trying to get through Denmark all over. It's very difficult though, being a live band. But this album is our debut album, Ears to the Concrete. That's gonna be released through iTunes.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, it's going. You have to pay for it.
Yeah.
We just released the first single from the album called "They Ask," which is free download.
That's free download, yeah.
But when the album comes, we're gonna.
Yeah.
Because we put a lot of money into it. Because we're not on a label right now, so we paid for everything ourselves. So like.
So we're also hoping that our fans will continue supporting us, and also supporting us by, you know, giving some money. I mean, when we've been when we've shown generosity, giving our music out and giving love to the fans. Now we also want a bit back, and I think they'll give it back.
When is the album coming out?
We're not sure yet, because I think we're going to release it ourselves. But we have to create this hype all over Denmark before we release it. So the plan is to play a lot of concerts and create a name. A name with Point Blank, where the hype is surrounded by the fact that we're a good live band, that our concerts are phenomenal, and that's why people want to go to our concerts. So we'll have a great audience through our live concerts, and by that we'll also get the album out in September or something. We'll like to get it out. Yeah.
Is it done yet?
Yeah, it's completely done. The masters and everything.
Is it difficult, like, to keep it in? To not.
Yeah, it's
like...
It's annoying. It's very annoying.
It's very frustrating, because we finished the album in October 2012, and that's already like more than half
ago,
a year ago. Yeah. So we continue like to grow as a band and with our sound and stuff like that. So just like thinking about we're gonna release the album in like 4 months or something, like 3-4 months, it's just like it's really frustrating, because like we're our kind of music, like with English lyrics and stuff like that, that's very hard to come up with that in Denmark, because right now it's a lot of like the music in Denmark which is played on the radio and stuff like that is like with English with Danish lyrics. I mean, so the labels they have a hard time like taking the risk. They see it as a risk releasing an English hip hop album in Denmark,
which it is. But it's just this whole process is just patience. Patience is just the most important thing right now, because I don't think the fans are ready yet, or the not because the not not like
that,
that
was too good.
No, 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 no. It's not like that. It's just if we release it now, it's just stupid because we don't have a big enough audience. I mean, we don't have it wouldn't get far enough.
That's really interesting because like some people say we put out an album because we have it, and through the album we're gonna have more people listening to it.
Yeah.
Because they share it, they like you get word of mouth, you have something more that people can show to other people.
Yeah.
So that you're taking the opposite route
yeah.
kinda.
Yeah, I think we feel we've created a masterpiece and something that will help Danish music further on, to be honest.
Okay.
And I think we don't want it to just fall. We don't want it to just fall. I mean, we don't want it to just
well, then,
become
an... Well, then the question is if there's ever going to be a perfect moment.
Yeah, that's the question.
And it would kind of suck if you would sit on the album for the next 10 years because you're still waiting for that.
Yeah.
For that moment.
Yeah it's
like,
true.
Is the straight way to like to get hype and stuff like that, or I don't know if you can call it a straight way, is to get like a single on the radio, which has rotation on the radio. And we tried pitching it to some radio stations here in Denmark, and they're not gonna play it. And that's why we have to do it our own way. Get our name up our own way by being like the best live band, like not like the best live band, but creating this hype about when you go see Point Blank, you go see something like extraordinary. And when we've done that, like our plan is to play a lot of shows over the summer, and then people like they know Point Blank as like, oh yeah, it's the live hip hop band, yeah, from Denmark. Blah, blah, blah. Of course, we're gonna buy the album, hopefully.
When did you think that started? That because I can just say from the German view that there's lots more, like right now at least, lots more. Music that is in English played on the. Why do you think that there's so much Danish music basically being played? Do you have an idea?
I think first of all, I think it's great. There's a lot of Danish music played. And second of all, I think there's this new wave of Danish music where you also take pride in the fact that you are Danish. And I think that's just people also follow that wave, and I think that's great. I think that's great because there's a lot of good Danish music created this year. I mean, the last 2 years, it's really been interesting on the scene. But I don't know. I think people just I don't know.
What do you think? Where does the Danish come through in your music?
The Danish?
Yeah. Where or is there a thing which you can pinpoint where you can be like, yeah, that is there because we are from Denmark?
Well, I speak a lot about Denmark in my lyrics. So I don't think you can hear it in the sound, in the music. I don't know. Music is very international.
It doesn't have a Danish sound.
Or a Scandinavian sound.
It has more like, yeah.
Though I don't know
not
what
an
a
American
sound
but
is, though.
No.
But
someone else said Scandinavian sound would be kind of like a melancholy, like yeah. a sadness, a certain...
Yeah.
Boho dancer. She described that as the American sound kind of goes outward, because American people are very outgoing.
Yeah.
And she said that the Scandinavian sound would be kind of like inwards.
Yeah, that's true. It's true.
But we have a lot of we don't have a lot of Danish influence in our music. Our music pretty much reflects our influences, which is like, I don't know, J Dilla, MF Doom, you know, Kendrick Lamar, Neptunes, all that American music, which we listen to a lot. Because a lot of the guys in the band don't listen that much to Danish music, actually.
No.
But it's not that we're really following this Danish music wave that's going on right now. But
that's how I try to keep it Danish. by speaking about Denmark and speaking about what's happening in Denmark, because I'm also I'm half Danish, but I'm also half English, and so I'm speaking English because I also want to reach people beyond Denmark and tell them about Denmark. So I'm also I'm very Danish, but I'm just doing it in a way where an international audience will understand it. Well, I'm, at least I'm trying. I'm trying to do it.
Okay. One last one. If you were legally, like, someone would come in and say, "You two, you're not allowed to play anything related to hip hop anymore," what kind of music would you play?
As a rapper.
As a rapper.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I play trumpet, so I'll probably do some more jazz kind of things because I love jazz music. But I love like the beat in hip hop that the jazz music doesn't have. Like, sometimes it's pretty hard to find like the pause and stuff like that in jazz music, which I like. Like, it's pretty easy to in hip hop to find your 2 and 4, you know. But
I would probably say Afro music.
Yeah, Afro music.
Yeah, because R&B and soul is a bit too close to hip hop at some point. But I think Afro music would be, if I could do Afro music, I would be extraordinary.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. You're welcome.